Vusi Vukwana, thank you so much for joining us, founder and director of Gasi Catalyst. How are you?
Fine, thanks, Rufilo. Thank you for having me.
Of course, I apologize. She joins me now. Vusi, talk to us a little bit more about bringing business into the township and what prompted the move of Vida A moving into Langa in 2020?
So the work that we've been doing with my team, Gasi Catalyst, has always been about bringing dignity back to township consumers and to also township entrepreneurs. So I'm a township entrepreneur and have been because my parents were as well. So I grew up in that environment and it is really the hardest thing. You know, everybody looks down upon you. It's like a swear word to be a township entrepreneur. And it's mired with all kinds of misperceptions of how poor our market is. And in fact, that it's actually a homogenous market because maybe you don't know this, but apparently all Black people are poor. So it's always been about how we can't get access to finance. We never get access to market. And so my passion has always been leveling the playing field on the finance side so that we can actually catapult ourselves out of this, like, you know, poverty trap that we find ourselves constantly. Bringing in a Vida eCafe was actually my second attempt to kind of white label the township environment, because you can't convince a credit manager in a commercial bank that Langa is a township worth investing in, because for him, he just knows Langa on his way to the airport, right? On the N2, he sees the sign, it says Langa to your left. And then shortly after, it's got one of those traffic signs that says flashing, do not stop, most dangerous place. Don't stop under any circumstances. Mm. And then he just sees a slew of shacks and he thinks that's Langa, right? He's never gone inside. He has no idea about the rich history, the fact that Langa turns 100, I think, in the next couple of years. So there's a community there that's lived there for years. These are the first Blacks, right, of the Western Cape. So there's something about the richness. It's got a very suburban feel. And so it made sense to bring Vida eCafe there as a first option, right?
So I understand where your passion comes from, Vusi, and thank you very much for giving us that background. There always tends to be quite, a dismissive presumption that's made. Tell us some of the stats of what you actually have found. How fast is retail growing actually in Langa, let's say, over the past 3 years, 2 years that you've been operating there, and what other brands are you bringing into the space?
So before I talk about Langa in particular, I can't not talk about townships in general. So there's very few stats, that's the honest thing, on townships in South Africa, as you know, because it's just an ignored economy. But the one stat that we do have is that the buying power for townships in South Africa is a spend of about 200 billion per month, right? So that's the main thing. Then secondary to that, we brought in Pick n Pay in 2017, but not to Langa, to Guguletu. Okay. And they had projected turnovers of 3 bar per month.
Yes.
Right? Unable to achieve those. It isn't because Black people can't buy Pick n Pay or can't afford it. It's just that Pick n Pay always brought in the wrong products. And based on their surveys that they've done in the urban space and all of their their paternalism on what Black people need versus what Black people want, right? So,
I want to just pause you on that, because I want to be clear about, obviously you have greater experience because you are from Gwalanga, or at least you understand a better appreciation as a Gasi entrepreneur yourself. But is there such a thing as a blanket what Black people want? You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Can
not.
You come to that? Right. No. So is it fair maybe to name it as paternalistic? Obviously they were partnering with local spaza shops, so I imagine they were trying to get an understanding of what's happening on the ground.
Well, they say they were trying.
Or was they cannibalizing the business?
Most brands say that they want to hear what we want, but then when we tell them what we want, they say, oh, no, that's not what Lighthouse Research or whatever other desktop evaluation company says, right? This company says in Soweto, we sell dog food, so we will put dog food on the shelves in Langa, right?
I
Or
see.
they'll tell us, and the irony actually is that they fully understand in Cape Town that they can have one product mix at Constantia Village, Pick n Pay, and a few kilometers down in Plumstead, they can have a different product mix because
Yes.
there they can understand that there are different types of urban consumers. But the moment we talk about the township, they refuse to understand that Soweto consumers are not going to be exactly the same as Langa consumers.
So
And I think
how does Kasi Catalyst then become a go-between for these companies?
well, I think what we do with the ones that want to listen, like in the Vida example, right? We are able to translate. So we act as an intermediary. We speak enough corporate speak to get the corporates to buy in, obviously, but we also understand how the market works. So we can go in Langa. I'm from Langa, so I can say this product will work in Langa without having to do a focus group. But a focus group in townships, like if we go into Worcester, for instance, in Zwelithemba, we can't go in there and tell them what they want. We first ask them, what are the things that they need? What are the challenges that they face? And usually we'll embed somebody in our team in that community over a period of time. So we don't just come in today, set up shop and be like, we can see that you've got this kind of thing here going on. We'll put down a spaza shop with this product, and we know it will sell, which is what urban, stores or businesses do. They just make an assumption on who we are, and they refuse to listen. So Kasi Catalyst actually is the interpreter. We speak white.
Oh my. Okay. Well, see, I have a question for you because 80% of the population is black and spends in the city, in town, at Sandton, and Fourways, in Constantia as well as, and why aren't we putting up retail in the same way that you would in town? Why must it be a spaza shop partnership or a container shop? Why hasn't retail in the Gussie, why doesn't it replicate the very same things that people take a taxi and come to town for?
It all boils down to financial exclusion. So I'll give you an example.
Okay.
When we open, if we go to SEFA today and you've got a 450 square meter spaza store, they will give you a maximum of 350,000 rand. I go with Pick n Pay to the same SEFA to open the same 450 square meter store, also called a spaza conversion program. Do you know how much they give Pick n Pay? 4.5 million.
I see.
So that's the reason why. Now, we can't convince the SEFA guy on my own that me as a reliable township entrepreneur who is a third generation store owner, my parents started with supermarkets, my grandparents were in the selling game. Not even I, with my business degrees, with all my English and every single thing, qualify for more than 350 from SEFA or any government funding agency, not to
Right.
mention commercial banks, right? We just don't meet the criteria. So we've got to bring in the big guns in order to access funding, despite Pick n Pay showing that nationally their project, the Spaza conversion program, has had an 85% failure rate nationally. So
Okay.
it isn't about they've got a core competence in this area. They absolutely don't. They've shown us that over and over. But still, the perception, and it's a little bit of an unconscious bias that we face in the funding game. Nobody wants to bank on a township entrepreneur because they don't believe we've got a track record. And
So,
even if I say no, but my family's been in business for 8 years and Pick n Pay's only done 50, they're still like, yeah, but sorry, no.
well, I mean,
Right? So
one of
that's why.
those two things is a publicly traded listed stock.
But the bottom
There's
line
depth in
is,
that
with
game.
all its bells and whistles, it's unable to sell the right product to the right consumer in the particular market that we're trying to access.
So Kasi Catalyst steps in the breach for this, and this is what this is where we, the, where you've been working. Tell us a little bit about other brands. Just very briefly, I'm all out of time, unfortunately. But other brands that you might be partnered with.
So we partnered with PayGas, which is, you know, you could buy gas for any value over 10 Rand, which was quite unique for this market because people were shifting from paraffin and looking for another product for heating and cooking. So that was the other brand. And I think I can't let the time pass without talking about this Vita story because, you know, we've had phenomenal response from the Langa community. We've had amazing support with the Vita from the day that we opened. And by the way, it is a mobile truck, so it's not even an actual store yet. So, but we've seen so much support because people always think that Black people or township consumers don't know coffee. But I've heard so many people coming to the store to buy coffee and sharing their childhood coffee experiences. And it's been an amazing journey. I've enjoyed every moment. I mean, I've probably drunk more coffee than I'd ever intended to, but it has been an absolutely amazing experience. And I couldn't have done it without Vita's support.
Well, that's good to know. I'm really glad to know that there is a success story wrapped up in that. Vusi Vukwana is the founder and director of Kasi Catalyst.